Erevin per gimel mishnah dalet nisgalgal chutz la tchum v'nafal alav gal. If the erev rolled outside of the tchum, now the tchum, the 2,000 amas, the Rav explains that it's not just 2,000 amas from where he's standing; it's another 2 amas from there, because wherever your erev is, wherever your makom shvisa is, you have 4 amas. Now it's a machlekes of how you actually calculate those 4 amas. We're going to see in a later mishnah. It's interesting. The Rav chaps onto Rabbi Eliezer's shita l'gabi that wherever you're standing, you have 2 amas each way. So therefore, you have 2 amas that it can roll from beyond the actual 2,000. So it's 2,002 amos. So if it rolls away from there, from where you're standing, so you placed it there before Shabbos, and it rolled beyond 2 amos from there. So you totally didn't have access to it. Or, v'nafal alav gal, or rubble fell on top of it. And the Rav explains, and you would actually need kalim, shovels or whatever, to get the rubble off, and that would be an issa d'oraisa. Taisi Santiv explains, it would be a toda of chorish, of plowing. On Nisraf, or the Erev was burned. O Truma v'nitmes, or Truma and it became Tame. The Gemara goes into why we need all these specific cases. The Rav explains also. Mi bod yom, if all these things were lost or destroyed or whatever, or were inaccessible during the day, eino Erev. So you knew before Ben HaShemashas. For sure, before Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, it was lost. So it's not a good Erev. Mi shechashecha, if you knew though it was there when it was dark. So therefore, by Ben HaShemashas, it was Koina. Hareza Erev, it is a good Erev. Im Safik, but if you're not sure when it was destroyed or taken away, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimim, Hareza, Chamer, Gomel. Rabbi Meir Yehuda held that it's a Chamer, Gomel. It's a donkey camel. What that means is that a donkey walks in front of you, this is the way the Rav explains, and a camel you pull from behind you. So the mashal is that when you're being pulled from two ways, you don't really accomplish much. You sort of are stuck in between. So the only area he's allowed to walk to on Shabbos is from where he's staying to the Erev. So let's say he put the Erev 2,000 amos away from where he's staying. So if the Erev was a good Erev, he'd be able to go to that Erev and another 2,000 amos. Because where the Erev would be is his place of Shvisas, the place that he's living for that Shabbos. And you can go 2,000 amos from each direction. And if it's not a good Erev, well, then he at least has 2,000 amas the other way, and also 2,000 amas to the place that he tried to put his Erev. But since there's a chance that the Erev was taken away, which would then mean that his place of Shvisa would be where he started Shabbos, let's say in his town, and he can only go 2,000 amas each way, he can certainly not go past where he tried to put the Erev. And if you're going to tell me that, okay, if we're going to look at it, that his Shvisa is where he started in his own town, so he should be able to go 2,000 amas the other way. So Tara says, you can't say that because perhaps it was a good Erev. And if it was a good Erev, the real place of his Shabbos is where the Erev was put. And if it's where the Erev is put, he cannot go 2,000 amas. Let's say where his town is east of the Erev, he couldn't go beyond that. Therefore, he's sort of stuck in between that he can only go from where he is to where the Erev is, which is 2,000 amas. Now, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda held that Erev Tchumen is D'oraisa. That's what the Mefarshim explain. And therefore, by a suffix, you're Machmer. Rabbi Yisiv, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they held that Eruv Tchumen is Midrabanon, suffix Eruv Kosher. And the Rav explains, because we go after the Chazaka was that the Erev should still be there, or that it didn't roll yet, or that it was Tahar, all these cases, a Chazaka from beforehand, and therefore it's Kosher. And the Rav says that's the Halacha, so it would come out that you would have 2,000 Amas, specifically from the Erev in each direction. Amr Biyosi of Tulmus Hayed Mishum Chamisha Zakenim al Safik Erev Shekosher. Biyosi says that if Tulmus was made in the name of 5 Zakenim, that in this case, a Safik Erev is Kosher. And the Rav says this is the Halacha.